You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Wednesday. You can join Alex Dunn, Chris Pimlock and Gary Catewell in the studio from 1:30pm for coverage of the day's action. We're at Subble, Uttoxeter, Bath and Goran Park in the afternoon, Hamilton and Chelmsford in the evening. So lots of racing to look forward to, and you can hear it all live on racing radio throughout the course of the day. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and I'm joined by Andy Holding. Hello, Andy.
John Gibby, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. Have you been keeping well?
Yes. All fine and dandy, as they say.
Excellent, that's good.
You didn't expect that, did you?
No, I really didn't. It
could have been tickety-boo. That was the other one I got off my sleeve.
Yeah,
I went for fine and dandy.
Yeah, I'll keep that one for next time.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
So you're sort of escalating up the scale. On each occasion. Good to have you with us on Racing Radio today, of course, and here on the podcast. We're going to get into discussing a couple of yes selections for Wednesday in a few moments' time. We'll mention the July Cup as well, the Haydock Sprint Cup, I should say.
The July Cup will probably be mentioned in the Sprint Cup.
Yeah.
Preview.
It'd be easy to preview the July Cup now.
It would, yeah. Yes, but yeah, there's a link there anyway with 10 sovereigns and advertise.
There certainly is. Before we do that, we should mention the sad passing of Ferdy Murphy. That was announced this morning, the age of 70. Mm. Obviously, a stalwart of the Northern Jumps game. Multiple Grade 1 winner, of course, and sad to hear of his passing at the age of 70.
Yeah, he's had a long battle with cancer, hasn't he? I think they diagnosed him with it 4 years ago, and he managed to pull through up to a point. Apparently, he only got sick a couple of weeks ago and passed away peacefully with his family around him, which is a nice way to go, if you like. With regards, his training career, steeped in history, very much a one of the old school, if you like, from the sort of cloth cut by the likes of Nicky Richards. That kind of ilk. I actually shared a Cheltenham Festival panel with him once, and he was very gracious, very knowledgeable, and he had a fantastic record at the Cheltenham Festival, more predominantly with his older chasers, the likes of Joe's Edge. I think he won the old William Hill Chase back in the day. Paddy's Return, I think, won the Triumph Hurdle for him, and I think Hot World won the four miler as well, so he had the win of the four miler and a juvenile hurdler, two ends of the spectrum. So it just shows you what a good master he was. And of course, his best horse was French Holly, who he produced spectacularly to win the old Sun Alliance Hurdle as it was then, and unfortunately got killed in a freak accident in the French Champion Hurdle just as his career was beginning to take off. Very much a master of his craft. And he's even though he's retired, or he retired a long time ago, he certainly won't be forgotten.
Yeah, it's Ferdy Murphy, who's passed away at the age of 70. Mentioned we were going to talk about the Haydock Sprint Cup, their biggest flat race of the year. And now, at time of recording, Advertise is the 9-4 favourite, 10 Sovereigns 7-2, Cardam 9-2, Dream of Dreams 8-1. It's 10-1 and bigger for the rest. Of course, it's taking place on Saturday, Andy, and we've got the big clash here between Advertise and 10 Sovereigns. They have struck up something of a rivalry over the course of this season.
They have, yes. They've all had a little bit of a sparring session, haven't they? A little jab and a couple of left hooks, knockout blows. Advertise beat 10 Sovereigns at Royal Ascot in the Commonwealth Cup, and then 10 Sovereigns exacted his revenge at Newmarket over on the July course. I think the conditions that day at Newmarket are 10 Sovereigns' best, for him to be seen at his best, lightning quick, so he can really open up his long stride, flowing stride, whereas the softish ground had a lot of rain, of course, at Royal Ascot, really didn't do him any favours. And I think the conditions this weekend are going to play a huge role in arguably the outcome between those two predominantly, and maybe bring one or two others into it as well. At the moment, it's good to soft, but there is rogue showers forecast for the rest of the week, intermittent with a bit of high pressure, so we could get anything. If it does remain on the soft side, I think it'll suit Advertiser, who's probably more of a 7 and furlong horse that's got the pace to win over 6 as well. So his stamina is very much on his side. I think he's the most reliable of the two. He obviously won the Prix Moyster Geese last time out, beating the older horses, so he's proven against the older horses over 6, 6.5, of course, that race was. So I think he's the right favourite, Advertise. 10 for Thomas, like I say, does need those fast conditions for him to be a factor. Cardem comes into the equation, courtesy of his Stewards' Cup win. Of course, he was well beaten in the Commonwealth Cup. And that brings me on to my selection. Another horse that was beaten on the day in the Commonwealth Cup, but certainly ran with a good deal of respect, is Hello Young Zane from the Kevin Ryan stable. Lightly raced type, beat Calix, of course, in the Sandy Lane at Haydock over the course and distance early on in the season, so he's got that in his locker. He also ran well last year as well behind San Donato over the same C&D, so he's run well at the track twice. He went to Ascot really much the unknown, very much the unknown quantity of that race, and he came out of it with flying colours. He missed the break, he was towards the rear, he quickened up well, he just didn't quite get home, having used up a lot of petrol in the middle part of the race, but he hasn't run since. He goes there fresh, you know, your likes have advertised 10 sovereigns, Cardem, all had hard races in between, whether that's left a mark, only time will tell, but this horse is fresh, well, we know he loves the track, and I think he's overlooked, stroke overpriced. I think if you take that race at Ascot at face value, he should be third favourite, and yet you can back him at 12-1.
Hello, Ewan Zane, then, in the Haydock Sprint Cup for Andy Holding. Let's turn our attention now to the action we've got coming up on Wednesday. As usual, Andy, you've got two selections for us for the day's racing, so why don't you let us know what the first of those is going to be?
Yeah, the first of them comes in the shape of a handicap hurdle, the 250 at Uttoxeter. It's a 2.5 mile contest. All eyes here will no doubt be on Miss Time from the Martin Pipe Stable. Had a wind operation, and that was seen to good effect first time out at Worcester last week when winning very easily. She comes here obviously under penalty, but will probably be a very short priced favourite to follow up. But I also like a last time out win in the shape of a Wee Minute, who won in a very fast time figure last time we saw her at Bangor, and the second and third have both run subsequently. They were both backed to the exclusivity of everything else. Lady Avery, who was second to a Wee Minute, was back from 12-1 into 3-1 last week, unfortunately pulled up when going wrong at Worcester. And the third horse, Milano Crystal, ran really well, finished third. So that form, mixed messages, but at least the third horse, Milano Crystal, boosted it to some small degree. But I love the way that a Wee Minute went through that race, powered its way through that race at the Welsh track, quickened up really well, clocked a fast time. I think could be the value bet to turn over Miss Time, who's probably going to be putting something in and around the 6-4 mark.
A Wee Minute, then. I want to take on the likely favourite on it, Uttoxeter, for Andy in that race. And your other pick, Andy, that also runs at Uttoxeter.
Yeah, runs half an hour later in the handicap chase over 2.5 miles, again the same distance. Ben Haslam has been in fantastic form of late, a winner today as we speak. 2 place efforts at Hexham the night before, and his flat horse is running well as well. And he's got Demi Sang in this for the JP McManus, in the JP McManus colours. Again, time figure wise, posted a really good number when winning at Cartmel the other day. Beat a Soccer Star who reopposes. I love the way this horse went through the race. Confidently ridden by Richie McLernan, who teams up with him again tomorrow. Got there very easily turning in. Soon clear and won, as the comments say, readily with plenty up his sleeve. Interestingly, he ran the last circuit much quicker than the 2 mile handicap chase on the same card. So he's obviously in good form. He stays really well. And he's got a bit of form at the track as well. So I'll be very confident of Demi Sang giving Ben Haslam another winner.
Demi Sang then in that 3:20. Not a bad race, that one, actually.
No, it's
for the time of year at Uttoxeter. We'll look forward to that. We'll look forward to hearing all the races from Uttoxeter and the rest of the day's action on Racing Radio. Well, 1:30 p.m. start. Please do join us then for all the day's racing. Join us tomorrow for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast. And Andy, thanks for being with us today.
It's a pleasure as always.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.